The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wish you all a very happy feast. The Church observes today All Saints' Day as a day to honor the saints, a great multitude of them, declared and undeclared, to thank God for such great souls who are great examples and inspiration for us, and also to pray, requesting their help on our journey to perfection. The first reading taken from the book of Revelation speaks of John's vision of saints in their heavenly glory, a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. This vision of St. John is a revelation that there is no social, cultural, political, or physical barrier that could make anyone incapable of standing before the Lamb. St. John tells us that all are called to be children of God, and all are called to be saint. All what is required is that we live our life, a life of love and faithfulness to God. The saints are presented as the ones who have survived the great tribulations and washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, and holding palm branches in their hands as a sign of victory and celebration. In honoring them, we glorify Christ, who by his life and death has made the saints holy. In their sufferings, They shared the sufferings of Christ. Their victory is Christ's victory. They were not born saints, but became saints by offering their lives to God, in loving God and loving their neighbors. This feast throws a challenge to each one of us that anybody can be a saint, regardless of his age or living conditions, social background, profession, or even lifestyle. The great multitude that Saint John saw were belonging to all status of life, rich and poor, kings and princes, slaves, parents and children, grown-ups and young ones, babies, all were gathered together. God is not concerned so much about what we are, but what we can be. It is this realization that made Saint Augustine to accept this challenge and say, if others can become saints, why can't I? It is this realization that challenged Saint Ignatius of Loyola to say, if Saint Francis and Saint Dominic did it, why can't I? This feast reminds us of our great potential, the promise and hope that lies within us that we can be saints. It is a promise of holiness that was fulfilled in the countless people we venerate this day. The saints we honor today are those who found in the Beatitudes that we heard in the Gospel a true and reliable path to attaining holiness. These Beatitudes of Jesus go far beyond the normal understanding of the Ten Commandments. These are God's commandments expressed in positive terms to help us to attain what the saints attained. Through these, Jesus invites us today to become partners in establishing the kingdom that he came to establish, a kingdom of truth and love, a kingdom of mercy and justice, a kingdom of peace and reconciliation. He is calling us to imbibe these values of God's kingdom, to make these beatitudes part of our life, to be happy, to be blessed, to be holy. The saints accepted this invitation of Jesus in humility and attained holiness, living a life of love and a life of total obedience and surrender to God's will. Today's feast reminds us of that holiness is within our grasp. We need to follow their advice and their examples. Saint Teresa of Avila writes, "Recharge your spiritual batteries every day by prayer, listening to God and talking to him." Saint Teresa of Lisieux says, "Convert every action into prayer by offering it to God for his glory and for the salvation of souls." And Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta says, "Do ordinary things with great love." The saints lived out these beatitudes, living in total obedience and dependence on God, giving themselves to loving and serving God in their brothers and sisters. They lived out what today's gospel is calling us to be poor in spirit, to be pure of heart, to be meek and to be merciful, to be peacemakers and to be righteous. In short, to become what Jesus called blessed, and what the church calls saints. They are our models and source of inspiration. They give us a blessed hope. They encourage us and invite us to be part of that great multitude, to be one like them, a saint. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten.